Wondrous Tales, podcast number 2. Hi, this is Michael Litsky, and today I'm going to tell you part 2 of The Queen of Serensee. In part 1, Willy the Wolf was teased by the mischievous monkey, and then a beautiful bee flew up and dropped a diamond at his feet. And when Willy looked in the diamond, he saw the face of the Queen of Serensee, and she said, "I have been taken prisoner by an evil wizard, and you can only rescue me if you solve this riddle. What's green and gold and never eats, cries in the night time and sings every morning." So Willy set off through the trees to find his best friend Francesca the Flying Squirrel, who was hopefully smart enough to solve the riddle. Part 2. Willy went racing through the forest, trees whipping past him on either side, and he was just about to Francesca's house, thinking to himself, "Francesca will be able to solve the riddle. I know she will solve the riddle, and then we can rescue the Queen of Serensee. Oh, we got to hurry, got to hurry." When all of a sudden, the monkey dropped down from the trees and landed in front of him. "Foo-foo head, foo-foo head, Willy, you're a foo-foo head." "That's not true. I'm not the foo-foo head." "Yes, you are." "No, I'm not." "Yes, you are." "No, I'm not." And Willy started to cry. The monkey said, "Cry, baby, cry, baby." And disappeared up the tree. Willy stood for a minute saying, "Damn monkey, he make me so mad." But then he remembered, "The Queen of Serensee, I got to help her." So he ran on ahead through the trees, and he came to the base of the tree where Francesca has her little tree house. "Francesca!"
"Who is it? Oh, hi, Willy. Hey down there, what's up?"
Come on down. I got something really exciting to show you."
And Francesca jumped and landed next to Willy.
"What's up?"
"Well, just look at this."
"Look at what?"
And Willy realized he was holding out an empty hand.
"What do you want me to look at, Willy?"
The diamond."
"I don't see a diamond, Willy."
"But it was here. I had it right up until the monkey." "Oh, ho, that monkey stole it."
"Monkey stole a diamond? Come on, Willy."
It's true, and I'm going to go get it back. You just wait right here."
"Okay."
And Willy went charging back through the trees, saying, "I'll find that monkey, and I will teach him to steal my diamond. That little pest." Came to the monkey's tree.
Monkey, do you have my diamond?"
But of course the monkey's wicked little face just stuck out of the trees and said,
"Your diamond? I don't know what you're talking about. The only diamond I have is the one which has been in my family for hundreds of years. That's my diamond. The bee gave it to me. Give it back." "I can't give you back anything that's not yours. You would be stealing. Bye-bye."
And the monkey waved and disappeared back into the branches. Willy climbed the tree carefully, because he doesn't climb very well. Up a little higher. Grab onto the branch. Whoa, okay, got it. Grab onto the branch and move forward. He could see the monkey sitting in the branches saying,
"Mine, mine. Oh, it's beautiful, and it's all mine."
And Willy jumped, and the monkey leaped out of the way, and
"Foo-foo head! You're a foo-foo head down there!"
Willy picked himself up and limped back to Francesca's house.
"Come on, Willy. Let's go play."
"I can't. I've got to get the diamond back from the monkey. The Queen of Serenity has to be rescued.
Serenity?
Yeah, this bee came up and gave me a diamond.
I thought you said it was a queen. Was it a queen bee?
No, no, I'm saying it all wrong because I'm so upset, but please, Francesca, can you help me get the diamond back from the monkey?
Well, Willie, I don't think it's very likely that you have a diamond, but I know you wouldn't make something up, so I'll come with you. Come on.
Back through the trees they went, till they came to the tree of the monkey, and Francesca leaped and flew up into the air and landed on the branch next to the monkey, who was still gloating.
Ooh, look at it glitter and shine.
Give it back, monkey.
Oh, this is not Willie's diamond. This is my diamond.
Monkey, where did you get it?
It's been in my family for generations.
Oh, yeah? I think you took it from Willie. Give it back.
No.
Give it back.
And Francesca stared at the monkey so hard that he flushed deep red and handed the diamond back with a shamed face and said,
Gee, you don't have any sense of humor at all.
Francesca flew back down. She said,
Wow, Willie, this is beautiful and it looks real. Where did you get it?
Oh, I tried to tell you. This beautiful gold and black bee flew up and said that it had a message for me, and it gave me the diamond. And you look in the diamond yourself. You'll see.
So Francesca looked into the diamond, and at first it was just lit from within with blue fire. But then the fire slowly cleared, and there was the queen's face. Deep brown, like warm honey chocolate, and glowing from within as though it had an inner light. And she said, Greetings, I am the Queen of Serenity, and I've been taken prisoner by an evil wizard. I'm being held captive in an underground maze at the end of a secret underground lake, and you can rescue me if you solve this riddle. What's green and gold and never eats, cries in the night time and sings every morning. Please come find me and rescue me so we can save the land of Serenity. And the diamond was filled with blue fire again. Francesca looked up at Willie with her dark eyes wide.
Do you know the answer to the riddle?
But Francesca just shook her head.
I've never heard anything like that. Green and gold and never eats? Cries in the nighttime and sings every morning? I'm sorry, Willie, I don't have the littlest clue.
Well, what do we do then?
I don't know. I've never heard of Serenity. Come on back to my house. Maybe I can find something about it on the internet.
Okay.
Willie loped and Francesca flew until they came back to her house. Francesca said,
Here, you wait here a minute, Willie. I'm going to go up, and I am going to see if I can find anything on Wikipedia.
And Willie heard Francesca clicking away at the computer, and then he heard her say,
Found something.
What'd you find, Francesca?
Just a minute, let me read this. Oh, wow.
And he heard more clicking.
Magical country. Rainbow, sunshine, flowers. Oh my goodness, a queen and a princess.
Well, come on, Francesca, you gotta tell me what it's all about.
I'm reading, Willie, I'm reading. And oh dear, evil wizard. Oh no, oh monsters, oh.
Francesca!
And Francesca finally flew down, and she said,
Well, I didn't have time to read all of it, but I found out that Serenity used to be a land. Nobody knows exactly where it was, because it disappeared.
It disappeared?
Yeah,
It used to be a land full of rainbows and sunshine and flowers, and it was ruled by a beautiful queen and her daughter, the Princess Lurelein. The people used to be really good, but then they got kind of greedy. They wanted to keep all the rainbows and sunshine and flowers for themselves, and there was an evil wizard named Krunky.
Krunky? Krunky the evil wizard?
And he got so mad when they wouldn't let him into Serensee that he went away, and he spent 5 years making a magic spell. The spell was in 3 parts, and one day he cast them all, boom, boom, boom. The first one turned the people of Serensee into monsters.
No.
The second one pulled the rainbows and sunshine and flowers under the ground into the secret maze, leaving just a barren land with a high hill in the center.
Ooh.
And then the last spell turned the Princess Lurelein into an animal.
What kind of animal?
Nobody knows, but somebody overheard Krunky saying that it was the perfect type of animal for her.
Huh, wonder what that means.
Nobody knows, but with the people all turned into monsters and Serensee turned into a wasteland, the queen didn't have any heart to fight the wizard, and he captured her and took her away into the underground maze, which is also where he'd hidden all the beautiful things of Serensee. And that's all anybody knows.
Nobody even knows where Serensee was?
No, the only thing people think it was in the lowlands somewhere.
The lowlands? The bee told me that he found the diamond in a mailbox.
Willie scratched his head trying to remember.
In a mailbox by a little white cottage in the lowlands.
Well then, even if we can't solve the riddle, we should start looking there.
But Francesca, to get to the lowlands, we have to go down the waterslide cliffs.
Yeah?
And the only way down is down the world's longest, scariest water slide.
We'll deal with it.
And then at the bottom of the cliffs, isn't that where the motorboat swamps are? Where the slime babies go riding around in their motorboats, and if they catch you, they'll cover you with slime?
We'll deal with it. Come on, Willie. We've got to go rescue the queen.
Well, before I go on any kind of long trip, I got to go home and tell my mommy where I'm going.
All right, and I got to go pack some food. I'll meet you back here in half an hour, and we'll head down for the lowlands to rescue the Queen of Serensee.
This is Michael Litsky, and this has been podcast number 2. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon.